Arf knows only now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Arf knows only now. Arf, translated, is dog. A-R-F-D-O-G. Arf knows only now. How little we know about our animals. We treat them as though they have a complex memory, remembering historical documents, remembering the past, remembering the future. This morning I tried to play the game with my dog, and we took a walk on our 3-mile path and had a wonderful time. We came back, and I took care of a few little errands, and I was going to walk again, but I made a mistake of giving him a biscuit. And instead of eating the biscuit right away, he laid down and contemplated the biscuit. And he thought, that's a nice biscuit, and he likes to eat it in little pieces at a time. And I said, now, come on, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to walk the path a second time. And he said, okay. So he took the biscuit and he's going to walk the path with the biscuit. And I said, no. Don't want you taking the biscuit along the path. You'll be losing bits here and bits there, and you won't enjoy the whole biscuit. Of course, that's the old proper me. As far as he is concerned, he enjoyed what he enjoyed. But he wanted the biscuit, and I said no. So I took him outside and threw the biscuit inside the fence and closed the gate. And he stood at the gate, and he didn't want to go for a walk. He wanted that biscuit. And he just wouldn't come on the walk. So finally I opened the gate, let him inside, and he went for his biscuit, and he sat down and he ate it. I said, okay, I'll see you when I come back. And he ate the biscuit, and he looked at me, and he says, this is interesting, you know. And so then I walked, and I came back from the walk, and there he was waiting. And he didn't say, why didn't you take me on the walk? He didn't say, I was sitting here eating this biscuit, and when I finished the biscuit, I thought to myself, now, what did I do wrong? Why didn't he take me? No, none of those thoughts went through his mind. Not one single one of those thoughts. The only thought that went through his mind when he saw me was how happy he was to see me. He was jumping up and down and wagging his tail and so pleased. He only lives in the now. He was ready to go on a second walk with me, and I gave him a biscuit. And then he thought, well, I'll eat the biscuit and I'll take it slow and easy. But then he sat down and was too slow and easy. And I said, well, now leave the biscuit and come along. Well, no, a biscuit in the hand is worth two in a bush, you know. So he had a biscuit in the hand. He wasn't going to give that up. And I said, well, come on now. And so I took the biscuit away. He lets me do that. And then he came outside. And then I threw the biscuit inside. He said, now just a minute. That biscuit and I have a party time. You know, we're ready to enjoy each other. Now, let me alone. He was living in the now. Right now, I want that biscuit right now. Now, I could say to him, I put it in my pocket, and I'd say, with my hand like this, meaning no, and that meant no. No biscuit. Not even later or earlier, but no biscuit. That didn't mean later. That didn't mean I'm keeping it for you. That just meant no. You see, there's no complexity about it. And he takes it that way. Okay, I don't get it. No problem. But since I was walking naked on the path, I didn't have any pocket to put the biscuit in. So I couldn't take the biscuit along, except in my hand, and he sees it in my hand, and he says, hey, anything that's out in the open, that's ready for me, you know. Now that he does see, that's in the now. And then when I came back, he had eaten his biscuit, and he was standing by the fence, standing by the gate, wagging his tail and his whole rear end, and jumping up and down, being so happy. And he didn't say, you didn't take me on a walk, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. He doesn't think those things. He only thinks, what are we doing now? What am I doing now? I say, Rex, sit. And he looks at me, I say, sit. And he sits. He doesn't say, why do I have to sit? Nobody else is sitting, all the other dogs are running around, having fun. Now, why do I have to sit? He doesn't say that. He only lives in the now, and he's a very happy dog. And if I say, Rex, lie down, he'll lie down. If I say, Rex, roll over, sometimes he'll roll over. And you see, He is learning, and you put your paw, your foot, paw, put your hand down for Rex, and he'll give you his paw and shake hands. And the girl has worked on that with him for quite a while, and he's quite good at that. So he lives in the now. He's a happy now dog. Are you a happy now person? Could you live in the now like a dog lives in the now without any feelings of hurt feelings, with any feelings that you're left behind? Everybody went to the show and you didn't get to go, you know. Everybody had some ice cream and you didn't get any. Rex doesn't care if everybody's got ice cream and he didn't get any. He only cares about the ice cream that he got, if he got any, you know. Rex is not interested in everybody else's. Oh, he'll go around and check it out to see if it's available. But he's not saying, I want that, I want that, I want that. He's only checking you. If you're not going to eat it, I got a good appetite, you know, and in the now. And if you're going to eat it, okay, no problem. And he plays with little Love, or little mini pin, who is maybe about, what'd you say, like his paw, very small compared to that big, I like his head, you know. And he wants the midi pin to play with him, and he'll take his paw and paw at the midi pin, and the midi pin just lays there and takes it for a while, and then the midi pin goes, yeah, that's enough. You're too rough. You don't know how big you are. You're oh so big, and you're not so gentle. But Rex thinks he is. And so Rex says, okay, okay, you know, and he jumps up and down, and he thinks this is not part of the game too, you know, and he backs off. But you see, can you, can I, can we learn to live now and enjoy now? Now, Ingeborg eats a meal, and she enjoys the meal so thoroughly that she doesn't know there's another thing in the world besides her meal. She doesn't know there's another person at the table. She doesn't know there's anything going on, no conversation. And you say, Ingeborg, what do you think of that? What? You know, she was so involved in her wonderful meal that she had no idea what was being talked about. Well, now, that's living in now, isn't it? But not very social. The dog lives in now, too. And he's in the house. He's got to go potty. So he thinks he go potty. You train him to do it outside. But the dog doesn't think he's doing anything wrong in the house. He thinks, just not where my bed is, you know. The dog doesn't think anything wrong about it, but he learns to do those things which make him a socially acceptable dog. He learns to do those things which make him a socially acceptable dog now. He doesn't go around lifting his leg on furniture. He doesn't chew on furniture or on rugs, or he doesn't chew on things that he shouldn't. So he doesn't do that. Oh, when he's a puppy, he did a little bit of that, but he doesn't do that. You see, he is a socially acceptable dog in many ways. Some ways he still is a little too frisky, but that's a plus as far as I'm concerned, but I still got to work on that. Now, Ingeborg wants to learn how to live now also. She lives now, but she's not a socially acceptable person if she doesn't live involved in the community in which she is. If Ingeborg's sitting at home with nobody else in the room eating her porridge and not paying attention to anything, okay, that's all right. But if the doorbell rings and Ingeborg sits there and eats her porridge and doesn't pay attention to it, that's her business. That's her doorbell. But if Ingeborg later sees someone and I knocked at your door, but you weren't home. Yeah, I was home while I was eating. Well, why didn't you answer the door? Because I was eating. And, well, hey, I came to visit you. Well, I was eating. When I'm eating, I'm not to be disturbed, you know. But the thing is, that does not make you a sociably acceptable being if you do that. If Rex thinks that it's perfectly okay to go and mark trees and things like that around property to say, this is my domain, and then he wants to do the same thing in the house, no, 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 no. I tell him, that's my domain. I've already marked it. And your marker doesn't count. But he's got to learn that. And he does. Button learned it. Love learned it. I don't know. Are the cats learning? Button seems to be unlearning it at the moment for some reason. So we've got to train him to, in his old age, to not be senile, you know. But that can be done. That can be done. Because Button will live in the now just as much as anybody else. And all we do is to say to Button, no, no, I'm sorry?
We need to see him.
Well, you need to see him do it. So if you need to see him do it, then you don't let him in the house. You just don't let him in the house unless you are there wherever he's going to be. And you're going to be paying attention. I mean, training a dog takes attention. Training a people takes attention. Training anything takes attention. And in the now. You cannot stick his nose in his wet spot and say, don't do that, because he thinks, this smells good. I have no problem with that. I said, that's how I tell who my friends are. They smell like me. But and that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Their whole lifestyle, their whole way of living and doing things is a little different from the human. Not that it's wrong, it's just a little different. And so if we're going to train our pets, we have to understand what their lifestyle is and fit in with it. If we're going to train ourselves as humans, we have to understand our lifestyle, but only in now. If you don't train the dog now while it's doing something, then you've missed the vet. If you don't train a little child now while it's doing something, you missed the vet. If you don't train any animal or any being now while it's doing something, you missed the vet. So, all is now. Arf! No, only now. And so, have a lovely day, and arf your way along with me to a happy, lovely spelling bee. I love you. I love you.
I love you.